It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, May 4th. It's at 11:14 in the morning, and we're not coming from City Hall. The views may be from City Hall, but the location today is MGM Park, home of the Biloxi Shuckers. We're going to have a special guest in a moment that we're going to get to. But the first big thing is we had elections earlier this week. We had a turnout of about 16%, which doesn't sound like a lot. But the reason for the low turnout was because it was party primaries, and we really only had three council races, council Ward 2. Felix Gines dominated his election, so he is now the Democratic nominee. We'll have a general election June 6th. Felix captured 92% of the vote. We also had a vote balloting over in Ward 4, where Robert Deming outpointed former assistant chief in the police department, Rodney McGilvery, and Robert L. Deming III. He captured 51% of the vote. It was a pretty tight race, 51% to 48%. Robert Deming will be the Republican nominee in the June 6th election. And, he's going to be sworn in as council member because he faces no opposition. A hotly contested race was out in Ward 7 for the council seat to be succeeding David Fayard, who served a number of terms. Nathan Barrett won with 59% of the vote out there. He will be the new Ward 7 council member because he faces no opposition in the June 6th primary. And, of course, in the mayor's race, Andrew Fofo Gillich, the incumbent, captured 73% of the vote against Jess Kennedy. And Mayor Gillich will be facing Sugar Stallings in the June 6th election. 16% voter turnout. The thing to remember is three of the council races were already decided. Dixie Newman had no competition in Ward 3. Paul Tisdale is going to go back in at Ward 5. And Kenny J. Glavin Sr. of Ward 6. So now we have five of the seven council seats have been decided. Still to be determined is George Lawrence in Ward 1, who faces opposition, as well as Felix Gines in Ward 2, and of course Mayor Gillich will be the other. Cecilia, it was a low turnout, but it seems like there was still a lot of interest in those council races.
Oh, yeah, there was. It had a lot of activity, and if you went around any of the polling places that day, you saw activity constantly. So our citizens are interested, and they were out there. They showed support.
We want to thank everybody for getting out to vote. Remember June 6th. The other thing is we've got a number of restaurants here in Biloxi. The Walk-In Sonic has opened up on Pass Road. There's work going on at the site of the new Mug Shots over on Main Street. The building plans have been submitted for a new Waffle House, which is going to look like any other Waffle House in the world. It's going to be over near the Church of the Redeemer site. And the Saltgrass Restaurant, which is going to be down at the Golden Nugget, right across the street from the Golden Nugget, they are expected to bring plans in this week. So what did we call that developing news, Cecilia?
It was very appetizing. Very appetizing news.
One of the reasons that we're seeing a lot of these restaurants and a lot of the downtown activity in Biloxi is because of what we have going on here at MGM Park. We're just so excited to have the Biloxi Shuckers in their new season. And to talk about that and bring us up to date on what's going on with the Shuckers, we would like to welcome in the Director of Broadcasting and Communications for the Biloxi Shuckers, Mr. Chris Harris. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And boy, it's been a fun start to the season. And we're only about 20% through the season too, so off to a great start at the box office and on the field. We're starting to turn the corner a little bit there as well, but that first homestand, we saw a 21% increase in attendance from last year's opening homestand. So anytime you can boast numbers like that, you're obviously very excited, and I think it's for a number of reasons.
And one of the biggest reasons, I would think, is that, number one, people are getting used to the Shuckers. They know what to expect whenever they come to a game here, nice family atmosphere. But the other thing is y'all seem to be coming up with some really exciting promotions.
You know, this is my ninth year in minor league baseball, and one of the great things about minor league baseball is being able to roll out a lot of great promotions. You know, we love people that enjoy baseball, but you know, MGM Park and the Shuckers are for everyone, whether you like baseball or not. We want something for you every time you come out to the ballpark and to the stadium. And, you know, just for instance, this homestand, you know, today's a Thursday. We're recording this. Yesterday we missed our all-you-can-eat because of a rainout, so we're doing an all-you-can-eat ticket tonight, plus Thirsty Thursday with $2 Yinglings at two different locations, $2 soft drinks. $3 weekly draft beer specials. Every Friday we're having a giveaway. Tomorrow is a sand koozie, which you can actually stick it in the sand when you go to the beach. And every Saturday we have post-game fireworks. Every Sunday is a family fun day. Every Sunday is geared toward families. We've already had the Superstars, one of the most worldwide popular entertainment acts. This week it's Breakin' B-Boy McCoy, where he throughout the game is a regular bat boy, then all of a sudden he'll transform into a break dancing bat boy. So there's something for the entire family here, and you know, we're really just breaking the ice of what our possibilities are.
It's really a family atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is. And you know, like I said, you know, baseball is important, and we want to do well on the field. We really have no control over that. That's all with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, you do.
Well, we want to put them in every position to be successful on the field. But you know, when we come to the ballpark, to be honest, you know, I'd love for you to listen to my postgame show, obviously, but we could care less if you remember what the final score was. We want you to have a great time, tell your friends about it, and come back and join us again.
Now, a big thing popular with families, I understand, is the berm area out there.
We've already had a bark in the park, and where you could bring your – the dogs got in free, by the way. So, you know, the berm was packed. I think we had 108 dogs that showed up for the first bark in the park, by the way. They didn't count for our attendance, you know, but it was still fun. But out there, you know, we have the Schooners Fun Zone and some inflatable activities for the kids. And, you know, I know for moms and dads and – grandmas and grandpas, they're looking for something that they can let their kids do, and it's very affordable out there. I think for $10 you can get an all-you-can-ride pass for all the games out there, and you know, it's just an area where they can kind of run loose and enjoy the night.
How about running the bases? The kids really seem to love that.
You know, that's one thing. You know, every minor league team does it, but it's only like once a week. You know, the great thing with the Shuckers is after every single game, all 70 home games, you can go on the field and run the bases. You know, on Sundays, you know, before the game, we have players signing autographs, and then you can bring your glove and a ball and play catch on the field after we do the run the bases. But after every game, you can line up down that first base line and run the bases just like the professionals.
Now, I got to be honest with you. The first year when I was coming to games for the fireworks, you know, I was thinking we were going to probably have somebody out there with a couple bottle rockets and a Roman candle.
Right.
Man, y'all just went all out on that.
It's really incredible. You know, we shoot them out from center field, and it's one of the more cool shows you'll ever see. You know, I see them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, the ones that we put out every Saturday we're at home are some of the best that I see. And you're right, it's not bottle rockets. These are in, you know, when you're inside the stadium, it's so close to you, you really can feel each one that they shoot off. And that's every Saturday, and just another added value.
Give people an idea of how long of a show it is, because quite frankly, I think it's comparable to the shows you see here for the 4th of July. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it'll last, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes. Every show, one thing that's cool about the shows is they're coordinated to music. You know, every show is coordinated to either I think we've had a rock show so far, a pop show. There's going to be a country music show this weekend. Also, you know, we'll do some interesting things with some TV shows and movies and things like that. And the way that Pyro Shows, our company that we use, you know, it's amazing how they can, you know, coordinate the fireworks,
choreographic,
that's the word, to the music. It adds that experience. Yeah,
the intimacy of the park. You're right, you hit the nail on the head there. Tell me about the day in the life of a minor league ball player. I mean, where do these players live? I mean, what is their life like on a given work day or a given work week?
You know, it's a little bit like the movie Groundhog Day in a sense, because, you know, these guys play 140 games in 152 days. You know, we had a day off on Tuesday, which was our only day off in a 41-day stretch. Mm-hmm. You know, the travel's not easy. You know, we'll play this series through Sunday. We'll get up about 4 a.m. on Monday morning, drive, you know, 8 hours to Jacksonville, play that night. You know, we'll play 5 games in Jacksonville. We'll play at 6 o'clock on Friday night, drive through the night, get back in about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then play on Saturday night here in Biloxi. So, you know, the fans really don't get a chance to see that side of it, and the fact that you kind of have to sleep on a bus, you're away from your families. A lot of these guys, you know, some are married. Aaron Wilkerson, our opening day starting pitcher, just had a baby. He and his wife had their first child, and he's actually going to be coming back and rejoining the team here pretty soon. So you get a chance to get to know your teammates very well, and to see how they, you know, have that balance of family life and I mean, they have a passion for what they do. I mean, they would not do what they do, whether it's coach or play, if they didn't love what they're doing. I mean, most of these guys aren't making a whole lot of money right now.
I was going to ask you that. How does that, I mean, you know, you got ditch diggers and
sure.
The company executives, but out in real life, how does it, is it middle income? What is it?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on where you're drafted. Some of the players, if they're drafted now anywhere between the first and the fifth rounds, they get a pretty nice signing bonus. But, you know, if you're a guy that's drafted in the 20th round,
a journeyman
in the minor leagues, you know, a six-year free agent, you're not making a whole lot of money. A lot of these guys, I know John Perrin, one of our starting pitchers, he's a substitute teacher during the off season. So a lot of them run, you know, different kinds of baseball camps during the off season to add to their you know, what they're making. And
are we talking somewhere around 40 to 50,000 and on up, or do you even want to get in that? And if you don't, we don't have to.
No, they're not making that. I'm not going to get into details on what guys are making, but it you know, they have to scrape.
Gotcha.
And for most of them, they do have to it's a dream, and that dream of getting to the big leagues is what drives them.
Right.
So I think what you're trying to say, or have just said, it is true passion and love of the game.
You have to have the love for the game, and that's one thing that's cool about my job is getting to watch, you know, these guys – grind every single day, go through the adversity, and it's a business. So you look up there on that video board every night if you're a fan and somebody's batting 167, you got to realize that guy's feeling a lot of pressure right now, because if you're not performing, I mean, it's not a weekly thing, but you go a few months without performing, you know, it could cost you your job, and that's just part of the business. And unfortunately, that's something that bites some of these guys.
Now, tell me, how many people are on the team, and how big of an operation is the Shuckers?
Well, the team has 25 players actively. You know, we carry some players that are on the disabled list and things like that. For our front office, you know, it's an operation of about 20 people. Mm-hmm. You know, mostly, you know, we really, like I said, don't have much to do with what's going on the field, but. You know, from people that work in our press box to running the video board to marketing to ticket sales to the box office to grounds crew to the media. I mean, you know, you have to wear a ton of hats. And it's kind of like the players in a sense, because you have to have a passion for it. None of us are getting rich on a daily basis. And, you know, that's why you see a lot of young faces that are in these minor league baseball front offices, because they want to get into the game. They want to move up in the game. And really, they have to have a passion for it, too.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I got to tell you, I saw that movie, Top Gun, that was out a long time ago. And I got to tell you, Ken Young was in that movie. He was the aircraft carrier commander. Have you ever noticed that?
I have not.
I'm telling you.
I have not.
I saw him the other day, and I went and found the picture. We're going to put it on our Facebook page to link to this show. Give him a good question, one of you two. Come on, ask him something probing.
From a female perspective, yeah. I'm curious. The Shuckers.
She's what's a big
your, what,
runner.
What's your experience like?
For going to a game?
Yeah, coming to a game.
well, it's exciting. You know, the crowd is there.
Think,
and
to interrupt her for a minute, I think the first thing that you notice is when you walk up to that front gate and that person has a smile on their face. And it's just a welcoming atmosphere. Right. They want you to be comfortable.
And that's something that, like I said, I go back to the same thing, but, you know, I get to see everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing with our full-time staff, but also it makes me so proud that our part-time seasonal staff, you know, the smile they have on their face, I can look down and see those ushers that are participating in the chicken dance and doing things like, it's just the little things, those smiles and thank you for coming. You know, come again. Can I help you? Is there anything I can assist you with? You know, you spill a soda, there's never any questions asked. We're just going to go get you a new one. I mean, you know, it's providing that great customer service that that you don't get everywhere in minor league baseball.
You know, you just described to us to this moment the Shuckers. What makes it click, what makes it tick, who they are, what they are, why they are. For you, Why are you here?
You know, that's a great question, and there's many different ways I can answer that, but I am in the sense of, like a lot of these players, you know, I want to get to the big leagues. You know, this is my second stop in minor league baseball. One of the reasons why I took this job was because I wanted to see an operation and help an operation get off the ground and to show these people here in Biloxi and on the Mississippi Gulf Coast what the fun of having a minor league baseball team is all about. And it's been so rewarding for me. You know, there's been a lot of – it's been a roller coaster, no doubt about that. There's been some highs and lows, but just like the players, you know what? You don't get too high with the highs or low with the lows. You try to keep that steady balance. And you know, I have had a lot of great opportunities in my career. I've called major league regular season games with the Seattle Mariners. I've called a lot of major league spring training games. And, you know, it's making those connections. And, you know, basically every day I just love what I do. You know, I have fun every night on the air.
Okay, what are the greatest baseball movies? Come on, let us know.
My all-time favorite baseball movie would have to be Robert Redford, The Natural. Mm-hmm. That's probably number one. Number two, I'd have to say Kevin Costner for Love of the Game. Mm-hmm. I think that one's right there. Another Costner movie, Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. Those are all movies that, you know, to me, kind of pull at the heartstrings of what baseball is all about. You know, there's some funny ones as well. You know, Major League, my buddy Bob Uecker, the voice of the Brewers, who I actually had a chance to call a game with this spring.
How was that?
It was incredible. I can tell you some stories off the mic, probably, but no, Bob was great. And but Major League, I mean, you know, so many different traditions and rituals come from that movie. And
but yeah, but I'm not hearing Bull Durham. That right. Kind of is interesting that I'm not hearing that.
Yeah. Bull Durham's up there too. I mean, there's so many great baseball movies, and I think Bull Durham for a lot of minor league fans and for Shuckers fans, I would say you need to watch it because mm-hmm. you do get a inside look at what minor league life is about. Now, we do have air conditioning on our bus. Now, I have seen some musical instruments brought onto the bus. It's sometimes frowned upon, especially when you're trying to sleep, but you do see some of the similarities.
Do y'all fit in one bus?
We do. We have a 54-passenger Hotard bus that is equipped with Wi-Fi when it works, satellite TV, DVD Blu-ray players. But, you know, every year it kind of depends on what the players want to do, the personality of the team, whether we're watching, you know, MLB Network or whether we're watching some Will Ferrell movies or whether it's just, you know, calm and everybody's got their headphones on. So usually I'm sitting up in the front and have the DVD player. I'm in charge of that. So usually I'll stick in usually Wedding Crashers goes in early in the year. That's always a bus favorite. But it's a lot of fun. And like I said, I mean, you live on that bus, and you better sleep on the bus too.
What kind of ages are we talking about here for these players?
Anywhere from 20 to 28. If you're in AA and you're approaching 30, you're either there because you're a veteran leader, you've been around for a while, you're here working on certain things, but if you're getting that old, you know your time's running short. So I mean, most of these guys are, you know, between that 20 to 24 age, and you know, that window is pretty short.
Okay, tell me which players. We've talked about the atmosphere here and the fun that you have when you come to the game, and it's a family affair. Tell me, for the baseball fans and even for the novice fans, what players should they be watching right now?
You know, that's a great question, and we have a few that, you know, I think they're familiar with. You know, Jorge Lopez, who's made more starts than anybody here. He's already had his, you know, cup of coffee in the big leagues, and I think he's on his way back to getting the big league. Same thing with Taylor Youngman. In fact, those two start our doubleheader on Thursday, so you get a taste of a couple guys today that have big league experience on the mound at both sides of the doubleheader. But from the young guys' perspective, you know, catcher Jacob Nottingham, he's the, you know, still the projected future catcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. Mauricio Dubon, who's our shortstop, trying to be the first native-born Honduran to get to the big leagues. There's never been a native-born and raised player from Honduras to get to the major leagues, and Mauricio is trying to do that, and he's a talented young, you know, prospect that the Milwaukee Brewers picked up from the Red Sox during the offseason. But those are a couple of guys especially to watch out for. You know, Michael Reed is already been in the big leagues once, and he has a bright future. And then, you know, the great thing about our situation is the Brewers farm system is loaded right now, and the team below us, the Carolina Mudcats, have a lot of great young players that will be making their way up to Biloxi before the year's over.
It's got to be bittersweet for fans to a degree, because they'll come and they'll see these players, they'll get attached to them, and then if they're good, poof, they're gone.
It's a double-edged sword, because you do miss them, kind of like Orlando Arcia. You know, we loved that guy the first year. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in the big leagues and really excelling. I think he's been one of the best hitters in that lineup over the past few weeks. And the good, you know, bad part is you don't get to see them, but the good part is you can flip on SportsCenter and watch them play. You know, that's the great thing. You can always, you know, you have that intimacy here coming to the ballpark where you can get to know these players if you come to a lot of games, and you can also keep that connection. You can go to a big league game that the Brewers or whoever, you know, the team they're playing for is at, and you can say, "Hey, I know that guy," and you can keep that connection. So that's the positive and the negative of it.
Speaking of, y'all have already made SportsCenter this year, didn't you?
You know, it was crazy. Johnny Davis, our center fielder. I knew it was a great play, and, you know, I have to give credit to our production staff, Amy Johnson. I mean, our production staff nailed it. Our camera people nailed it. You know, it was a great play, and we documented it perfectly. And, you know, we got the video. We forwarded it to the sports desk at ESPN and Fox. And, you know, we're watching SportsCenter that night, and they're running. We knew it was going to make the top 10. We knew that. But they keep going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and surely it's not going to be number one. And it was. And you know, Biloxi MGM Park and was highlighted as the top play in the world, basically, for one day this year. That's
well,
pretty cool.
Well, now we've said all that, tell people what happened. In fact, I wish we had the call right now.
You know, Johnny, he's one of the fastest players in baseball, and he was actually shading left center field, and Pensacola's Alex Blandino hit one to the gap in right center field, and you know, he got a good read on it. He's sprinting over there, and he timed his jump perfectly, leaped at the wall, and had the glove about a foot over our 8.5-foot wall, and was able to bring it back and rob the home run. So that was, anytime you see a home run robbed at any level, that's pretty cool.
You said the height of the fence. People may not realize, but everything here is the same that it's supposed to be for the major leagues. I mean, don't y'all bring in, like, lasers and so forth to make sure that mound is the right height and so forth?
I can't say that there's lasers, but there it is. It has to be right there. You know, that mound is 60 feet 6 inches. It's a certain height that it's supposed to be. And, you know, I know Will Larimore, our groundskeeper, tries to make this field, and you'll see him sitting right by that first base dugout watching every single hop that ball takes to make sure, you know, that it's going to take a good hop for these guys on the grass and on that dirt. So it is really remarkable how meticulous you have to be. You know, it's not like a high school or college field. You have to get every grain of dirt, you have to get every blade of grass lined up perfectly, or these professional players will let you know about it.
Gotcha. One last question, unless there was something else you wanted to say. We didn't talk about Moneyball. Was Moneyball accurate?
You know, Moneyball is a good movie, and I think it is accurate. I think the way that the game has changed over the past 10 years, even since I've been, you know, covering baseball, the level of video, the level of scouting, analytics that goes into it. You know, before every series, we have a videographer that travels with us home and road, and he puts together scouting reports. It kind of looks like a weather map in the strike zone for every single hitter we face, that shows the hot zones, cold zones. So every single hitter that we face, every single pitcher that we face, we know what they're going to throw in certain situations. That's why, as a fan, you look out there and you'll see three infielders on the left side of the infield. A shift for a guy, because that scouting report says his spray chart says he's going to pull the ball more times than not. That really has changed the game, and I think every team, to a certain degree, has hired those Ivy League-type people, minds, to break down that. Now, you kind of have that battle between the old-school scouts that have been doing it for 60 years and these young, you know, guys. So there's kind of that battle, and I think it's still fighting, but you're seeing a lot of the analytics part of the game taking over, and that's at least where we are right now, because everybody's trying to get a leg up on the competition.
I like that old guard versus the new young Turks that you saw in Moneyball. If anyone has a question for you, how do they email you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at charris@biloxishuckers.com is my email. We are remarkable on social media, so make sure you follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers. I'm at charris731 if you ever want to listen to a broadcast and send a question. And but yeah, and at facebook.com/Biloxi Shuckers. The amount of coverage we give you is incredible. We may even overblow you with stuff, but you know, we want to make sure we keep our fans aware of what's going on the field, off the field, and everywhere in between.
The graphics are just great that y'all do on the billboards here at the stadium as well as on social media. Super job. They're very crisp and very eye-catching, very appealing and very informative. You must do every bit of that.
I would love to take credit for all of it, but no, we have a great team that does it. And, you know, we all don't take shortcuts. We do everything to the fullest extent, and we have pride in what we do and want to make it the best. And I want fans here in Biloxi to know that, you know, what you're getting is some really good stuff with promotions-wise, with what you're getting on the field. I mean, it's top line. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be here, and I think we're all fortunate to have this team here.
Well, I want to congratulate you because today it was the first day I saw Cecilia Dobbs-Walton here just speechless. So email address one more time and any closing thoughts.
Yeah, charris@biloxishuckers.com and, of course, Twitter @biloxishuckers and then facebook.com/biloxishuckers. And,
this weekend,
start out with a doubleheader on Thursday night with Thirsty Thursday, those $2 Yuengling drafts, $2 soft drinks. Friday, it's also Star Wars night tonight. So if you're a Star Wars fan, you have the costumes. Dressing up is welcome, but we'll have a lot of Star Wars themes going up on Star Wars themed stuff going up on Thursday, Friday a giveaway, that sand koozie giveaway, fireworks on Saturday, and then Sunday family fun day as well. Plus, we're having Navy Day as well. The Navy Sailor of the Year will be recognized this weekend by throwing out a first pitch and some different things. That's one thing. You know, last year we won the Patriot Award for in the Southern League for our relationship with the military. They, for the first time, they awarded a team or a person that had the best relationship with the military, and for the first one, the Shuckers won it. And you know, with what goes on at Keesler and just the military base that we have here, retired and active, they mean a lot to the community, and they mean a lot to this organization too. That's why every Monday is Military Monday. We wear those special jerseys and we honor them every single night, and that's going to be something that we do for the rest of our time here.
Well, this was enjoyable. Thank you for taking the time and doing this with us.
Anytime. My pleasure. And I'll even make my way over to City Hall if I need to. But we appreciate what you guys do and looking forward to a great rest of the season.
I think it's going to be super. Tell people what else they will find going on this weekend, please.
Yes, we have a couple things. Tomorrow we have the West End Host Company Fire Museum has their annual fish fry. It is Friday, May the 5th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's $8 plates, which is a fish, potato, salad, baked beans, and bread. Of course, this is a benefit for the museum. They also have pre-orders that we'll be taking Friday, tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We also have our Biloxi Red Tide, our summer swim team. They're taking registrations right now at the Biloxi Natatorium weekdays. Practice will start, actually started this week on Monday, and it'll go through June the 21st. That's open to ages 6 to 18. It's a swim team. Go over to Biloxi Natatorium. Also at the Natatorium this weekend, they're having a summer swimming lessons registrations at the Natatorium Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon for Biloxi residents, and starting Monday, May the 8th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Biloxi and non-Biloxi residents. Summer swim lessons are from ages 6 months, actually, to adults. It's something that the Biloxi Natatorium does all year round, but the summer swimming lessons fill up really, really quick. So if you're interested, make sure you try to show up on Saturday or Monday. Of course, as usual, all this information is listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.